here with Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel. And before we get into kind of a wider discussion, let's go through the touchdown play to Duke Johnson that culminated that 92-yard drive in the first half against the Bengals. Let's start pre-snap. What was going on?
Yeah, pre-snap, I think we got a good play dialed up. You know, looking back at it, Duke just doing a good job getting out of the backfield and really coming all the way across the field to keep working, to keep fighting on that play and getting the end zone, which is to cap off that drive before the half was something we really needed.
So when you go through that pre-snap, you said ultimately it was Gary won, but as you watched the play, you looked right initially. So is that something that you saw? That's where you thought you had a best chance to
win? Yeah, when I saw Gary off the line get a little bit jammed for a minute, kind of got off it and then worked the other side. Couldn't really get a good vantage point to throw it down there in the red zone. Got to make sure we're not turning the ball over down there. Right. And then Duke made a heck of a play.
What do you think when you get out of the pocket? What's going through your mind? You saw the pressure come from the right side. You got around it. And then what's going through your mind? Just look down the field and see who comes open?
Yeah, on that one, I just tried to get out of the pocket. I actually think like there's a time where I kind of looked back to make sure we didn't have a flag or there wasn't anything, any problems. But, it definitely slowed down a little bit. I saw Duke flying through there. I mean, the guy can absolutely roll as we've seen all year. But broke the pocket, was able to escape. Dunlap and Michael Johnson, those guys who are on the edge are pretty lanky, pretty wide. So to be able to get out was a good little angle right there.